is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon. Independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is making it official. He's dropping out of the race. But before he said that,
the naysayers told us that we were climbing a glass version of Mount Impossible. So the first thing I want to tell you is that we proved them wrong.
CBS's Ali Novello reports RFK Jr. was shopping around his endorsement.
He met with the former president in Milwaukee during the RNC to discuss what his campaign said was a unity government. He tried to arrange a similar meeting with Vice President Harris. The campaign rejected him, which prompted him to go on X and say that he was not going to be endorsing her.
Vice President Harris is coming off the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. So what's next for the Democratic presidential nominee?
Harris is expected back on the campaign trail next week. In just over 2 weeks, she's set to face off against Trump in a debate.
CBS's Chicago's Caroline Cummings. 16 Republican-led states have filed a lawsuit to end the Biden administration's program of a path to citizenship for undocumented migrants married to U.S. citizens. The lawsuit contends that the new policy is an abuse of parole power. A statement from the Department of Homeland Security plans to defend the policy. Several Secret Service agents have been put on leave as part of an investigation into the assassination attempt against former President Trump. CBS's Nicole Scanger reports.
Five U.S. Secret Service officials have been placed on this administrative leave, including the Pittsburgh special agent in charge, who was with the former president on the night of July 13th, whose office was responsible for coordinating that security plan with local law enforcement leading up to that rally.
A now former Florida sheriff's deputy has been charged with manslaughter in the shooting death of an Air Force enlisted man.
Prosecutors say then Okaloosa County Sheriff's Deputy Eddie Duran shot and killed 23-year-old senior airman Roger Fortson on May 3rd. Fortson was black. Duran is Hispanic. Duran had been sent to Fortson's apartment in Fort Walton Beach in response to a domestic disturbance report that turned out to be false. After Duran repeatedly knocked on Fortson's door, Fortson opened it with a handgun at his side, but pointing down. Prosecutors say Duran shot Fortson multiple times and only then told him to drop the gun. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says it may be time to cut interest rates.
He's making it clear that, you know, the Fed really recognizes that the economy is in a different place. We are far away from the 9% inflation print that we got in 2022.
That's CBS News contributor Javier David. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. No one was injured in that late-night fire at a four-unit apartment building in Racine. The incident called in at around midnight caused an estimated $230,000 in damages and resulted in no injuries. Several cats were rescued from the fire. Franklin Mayor John Nelson, who's also a Waterford Police Department lieutenant, has been suspended since May 6th amid an ongoing investigation. Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reporting. Nelson claims he's unaware of the allegations against him, calling it a, quote, fishing expedition. And high school football returns to WRJN tonight with Westosha Central taking on Racine Case. Coverage starts at 6:30. Next week's game will be streamed due to a rare Friday night Badgers kickoff. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers break camp. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers had their final training camp practice in a joint session with the Baltimore Ravens. Jordan Love made some nice completions, but was also intercepted.
They're a really good defense. I mean, I think they ended the last year one of the best in the league. So they're really good, and it's a great test for us on offense. And obviously, I mean, I think after last week at Denver practice, you know, it wasn't our best performance. So we definitely wanted to bounce back. And I think, you know, we did a good job of doing that.
The two teams face each other tomorrow at noon for their final preseason game at Lambeau Field. Baseball tonight, the Brewers in Oakland to face the A's. The Crew losing to the Cardinals yesterday, 3-0 in St. Louis. Pat Murphy asked why he pulled Freddy Peralta after five scoreless innings pitched.
He threw a good breaking ball. He just missed with it a lot. I thought he was good. Five innings of shutout. Only two hits, I think, and you can say what you want. The pitch count got up there, and I'm not interested in him keep going 100-plus when, you know, he's got a lot of big starts left.
Mets Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Partly sunny today with perfect high temperatures flirting with 80 degrees. Winds a bit breezy out of the southwest. It's going to be pulling in that heat and humidity for the weekend. High temperatures will soar to the mid-80s tomorrow and near 90 on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 78 degrees. WRJN.
And local news and timeless answer back on WRJN. Well, it's time to play Can You Guess? There are 10 different official types of these. 10 different types of what? The answer? Clouds. And I don't think they mean the internet kind either.
Radio Park to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
local news, timeless hits, and the Milwaukee Brewers, the perfect soundtrack to summer. Well, good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Brewers, despite their loss yesterday to St. Louis, still are 10 games in front of the Cardinals in the National League Central, 10 and a half in front of the Cubs. And they're in action again tonight. This time they're in Oakland. First pitch at 8:40. We'll have the pregame for you at 8:05 on WRJN. Come see what's brewing, the Milwaukee Brewers. Go Crew!
As the world around us becomes more and more virtual, sometimes it's nice to take a step back and add a personal touch to celebrate your loved ones. Personal Touch by Julie is a family-owned and operated florist in the Mount Pleasant area for over 47 years, with unmatched customer service and talented floral design, making them the area's number one choice for any occasion. Call today at 262-886-9444 and bring your ideas to life. Or better yet, go see the artistic elegance yourself at 5445 Spring Street in Mount Pleasant.
Your home for local news for 97 years. Now, timeless hits, too, and all of your favorite sports. Now that the Packers are back, we've got every game covered right through the playoffs. Follow the Brewers in their push to the postseason. We carry Badgers and local high school sports, too. And when it comes to recaps and reviews, Mike Clemens reports on all the games hourly, every weekday. Brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Local news, timeless hits, and all the big league sports on WRJN.
Cap Time's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Now, many of you know I talk a lot about how to improve your credit score in my radio minutes and also in my YouTube videos. But today, I'm going to talk about how to think about your credit score when you're trying to figure out how to get out of a lot of debt. And when you're in that situation, it's important not to let worries about your credit score determine which debts you pay first or how you pay your debts off. In other words, don't just rush to pay off a debt because a collector is threatening your credit. By that time, your credit report likely already shows you're behind and maybe even in collections. And frantically paying won't help much, and not paying won't make it that much worse. Take a breath, make your plan. I know that opening those envelopes and figuring out what's going on can be pretty tough. I'm here to say, it's okay. You can figure it out. You can do it. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
America's most respected newscaster of the 20th century and beyond had his home on WRJN for 56 years, and he was proud to be here. Listen.
With all of the changes in the broadcasting industry, mergers and new owners, shuffled formats and automation, it is nice today to salute the call letters and the principles and the policies of WRJN in Racine.
Now you can hear archived episodes of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story twice each weekday on WRJN at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen and at 12:05 with Cindy Huber. Not only timeless hits, but now timeless wisdom from Paul Harvey on
WRJN in Racine.
If you're looking for the talk show lineup from Civic Media, you can still find it on air and online. The entire statewide Civic Media schedule can be heard clearly on AM 540 WAUK or on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram, 8 till 10. Jay Matinair, 10 to noon. Todd Alba, noon till 2. Maggie Dawn, 2 until 4. And the Devil's Advocates from 4 until 6 weekdays. Here on WRJN, we've refreshed our commitment to local news and features and answered your calls to bring back the timeless hits. WRJN on AM and FM 99.9 and 98.1 FM, and as always on the historic 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
I'm a traveling man, made a lot of stops all over the world. Pretty pretty senorita waiting for me down in old Mexico. And if you're ever in Alaska, stop and see my cute little Eskimo. Oh, my sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn. And my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sands of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight. Sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn. And my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sand of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight.
Ricky Nelson, Traveling Man on WRJN. Good afternoon, it's Kurt Vollman. We've just been enjoying the lovely stretch of weather, haven't we? And tonight, partly cloudy and a low of 63. The beautiful summer days continue tomorrow with a sunny sky and a high of 83.
She's got something that moves my soul, and she knows I'd love to love her, but she lets me down every time. Can't make her mind. She's no one's lover tonight. With me she'll be so inviting. I want her all for myself. Oh, temptation has improved my soul. Temptation has. You've got to love me. You've got to love me tonight. Just the same, my head is spinning. She's got a way to keep me on her side. It's just a ride. It's never ending tonight. With me, she'll be so exciting. I want her all for myself. The temptation eyes looking through my soul. The temptation eyes. You've got to love me.
Train and I must go.
We listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. And when it comes to covering Wisconsin sports, nobody's better than our own award-winning Mike Clemens. Recaps of the Brewers, Badgers, and Bucks, and on-site reporting all season long with the Packers. Mike is on every hour weekdays on WRJN. But now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell in Chicago. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Senator Tammy Baldwin is promising to protect Social Security and Medicare and taking Donald Trump to task for proposing cuts.
He's talking about cutting Social Security and Medicare while giving a huge new tax break to billionaires and corporations. Well, Kamala Harris is not going to let that happen.
Baldwin gave a short speech at the Democratic convention last night. She's running for re-election against Republican Eric Hovde. The universities of Wisconsin will ask for $855 million when Governor Evers and lawmakers start work on the next two-year state budget next spring. The Board of Regents approved President Jay Rothman's spending blueprint yesterday. It includes millions to fix up or replace older buildings. Faculty and staff would get pay raises. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A road rage incident on Highway 50 in Pleasant Prairie this week escalated into violence when a driver allegedly shot a BB gun at another vehicle. A window was shattered, but the victim wasn't hurt. The situation led to a brief closure of Highway 50 near Target Wednesday. About 3 hours after blasting off the BBs, the suspect was found. There are several felony charges. No one was injured in that late-night fire at a four-unit apartment building in Racine. The incident called in at around midnight caused an estimated $230,000 in damages and resulted in no injuries. Several cats were rescued from the fire. The Red Cross is helping several people that can no longer live in the home on Northwestern Avenue near Quarry Lake Park. Fire officials say there were working smoke alarms, which helped everyone get out safely. And it's a 6:30 broadcast time and a 7 p.m. kickoff tonight for the return of high school football on WRJN. Tonight, Westosha Central takes on Racine Case in our game of the week. Next week, the game will stream at WRJN as the Badgers have a rare Friday night kickoff. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Partly sunny today with perfect high temperatures flirting with 80 degrees. Winds a bit breezy out of the southwest. It's going to be pulling in that heat and humidity for the weekend. High temperatures will soar to the mid-80s tomorrow and near 90 on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 78 degrees.
WRJN.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Well, a study confirmed that when we sleep, the brain uses cerebrospinal fluid to wash away toxins. I wonder if that explains why my pillow is always wet.
Kentucky woman, she shine with her own kind of light. She look at you once in a day, if it's all wrong, looks all right. And I love her, God knows I love her. Kentucky woman, she get to know you, she got to own you. Kentucky woman, well, she ain't the kind make heads turn at the drop of her name. Something inside that she's got turned you on just the same. And she loves me, God knows she loves me. Woman, she get to know you, she got to own you. Kentucky woman, I don't want much. Good Lord's earth beneath my feet, gentle touch from that one girl, and life is
ceiling if you want me. Oh, twice on the pipe. If the answer is no,
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness means you'll meet me in the hallway.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. There's Tony Orlando and Dawn with Knock Three Times. I'm Kurt Vollman. Well, you should be listening for details on how you can win tickets to see Chasity Washington. She's coming up Friday, September 20th at Memorial Hall. She'll bring her comedy to the Laughs at the Lake series for a great night of stand-up. You can get tickets online at festivalpark.com and click on events for more Laughs at the Lake.
There is a house in New Orleans. They call the rising sun.
And there's a rose in the Christmas love.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Stuart J. Waddles is here, and you can't see it from where you're sitting, Stuart, but I just got done doing surgery on my chair.
Oh, what happened?
Well, this chair, it has...
Was it Don?
No. No, it was, I don't know. Maybe it was. It's just getting old, I think, but the arms are leather, and the leather was peeling off of it.
So, rich Corinthian leather?
No, just cheap old leather. But I have to vacuum in here, I think, because there's all these little pieces of leather on the floor, and I didn't want that to happen anymore. So now instead of leather on the arms, it's electrical tape. You probably can't see it from where you're sitting, but
no, I can't. But I would suggest some duct tape. They make it in all sorts of vibrant colors these days.
No, just the simple black. You know, the black chair needs the black electrical tape, so I went with that. But you think the station will reimburse me for that or no?
Maybe, but there might be some Flex Seal in the back.
You can go look and, there you go.
See if you can make something a little prettier.
I like that. Well, surgery's over, and I think so far it was a success. So I'll keep you posted.
All right, well, good luck. You don't want to get cut those things. I've never been cut on those things before.
Exactly. All right, Stuart J. Waddles keeps us up to date with local news throughout the day on WRJN.
Hey, this is Maggie. If you're looking for me this afternoon, don't worry, I'm still around. Find me and all the Civic Media talk shows over at 540 AM WAUK or the Civic Media app. The same great talk you've come to expect from Civic Media, now on 540 AM WAUK and the Civic Media app.
Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches. Ferraro's in Racine satisfies every lunch and dinner craving. August brings the ultimate fusion with the cheeseburger pizza. Juicy beef, melted cheese, and red onions in a signature sauce. Topped with pickles and a special dressing. Also, check out Ferraro's assortment of frozen pizzas. Ideal for a quick meal, special occasion, or as a delicious solution for your group's next fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Were you uninvited to game night? Do you play board games with the ferocious intensity of an iron-fisted oligarch? Have friends left game night asking, how do you sleep at night? Then you should get a mattress from Mattress Firm. They can help anyone sleep. Head to Mattress Firm's best sale of the year, the Labor Day Sale. Save up to $700 on select Tempur-Pedic adjustable mattress sets and get a $300 instant gift. Get matched at Mattress Firm. Sleep at night. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing? Dollar driver. It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on. Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you're harassing
me. I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine-Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
Gets me where I want.
Nobody covers Racine like WRJN. We've been doing it for 97 years. Stuart J. Waddles has news coming up. Mike Clemens has sports. CBS News at 4 on the way. It's all coming up on WRJN.
Someone told me long ago, there's a calm before the storm. I know it's been coming for some time. When it's over, so they say, it'll rain a sunny day. I know, shining down like water. I won't know, have you ever seen rain? I won't know, have you ever seen rain? Coming down.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
You never ever gonna return to it. CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is suspending his independent campaign for the presidency and endorsing Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump. CBS's Christopher Cruz has the story.
In Arizona, Kennedy said he no longer believes he has a realistic path of electoral victory.
In about 10 battleground states where my presence would be a spoiler, I'm going to remove my name. And I've already started that process and urge voters not to vote for me.
In the process of announcing his withdrawal from the race, Kennedy strongly criticized the Democratic Party he and his family have been identified with